This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? When J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation, Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315. Yes, you're on.
I'm on now. Okay. Y'all trying to cut my mic off, man.
No, I turn it off until you get ready to speak.
Oh, okay. I didn't see. Okay. Right. I didn't notice that.
But sometimes you have the volume down so you can't speak.
What about now?
You're good. Okay. I hear you. I hear you fine. I got you turned up loud. And, of course, beside Mr. 315 is Big Shot. What's going on?
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where we can make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go CSB.com. We always usually get one perfect for one segment. Today was just... Yeah.
I was going to say where you can make all of your dreams come true. And you threw me off. You threw me off this time.
Well, I thought you were going to work with me here.
Oh. Okay.
All right, next time I'll just let you do it.
Just let me do it next time. Just like so I can get my practice in.
No, that's fine. You can do it.
See what happens. See what happens when I'm off. When we're off a week. See what happens.
Yeah.
Just get thrown off, man.
Man, you're like Dale Earnhardt. Finishing, you trying to get your car fixed.
And if you're sitting at home, you need something to watch. If you tune into NBA TV, Golden State is currently having their parade, carrying the trophy through the city of Oakland. So celebrate with the Warriors. Congratulations again, Golden State.
I ain't hoping Steph gets hurt, but what if he tripped over the trophy or
Stop that. Stop that.
What?
Steph had so much stuff, so many hurdles his first 4 years in the NBA to get over.
Poor guy. He was
and
in the
now
NBA.
That he's on top.
And the crap,
and he's spilling on people.
The crap he went through last year too. After that loss,
the crap. What are you talking about? The crap?
Memes.
Everybody talking about he choking. He didn't deserve to be the unanimous MVP.
Kyrie is a thousand times better than him. You know,
like stop. Like he could go ahead and express himself. He got a new tattoo. Him and the family got new tattoos. Had the tattoo artist in the house last night.
People were taking shots at Riley. Even taking shots at Riley.
Well, she was running her mouth. What do you expect?
Stop that.
She was running
her mouth. She didn't say nothing, Riley. She ain't say nothing.
What do you mean she ain't say nothing?
She didn't say her daddy was spilling on the Cavs. She was just sitting there grinning.
Dude. I'm just saying, don't act like he's all innocent. Oh, poor
angel. No. He's not an angel. You see the stuff, the antics he pulls. Some of those antics, like if I was a competitor out there, I would be trying to clothesline. Yep. Like you better stop all that damn shimmying, you light skinned bastard. Yeah.
beard. I mean, you don't get somebody to shave you, dude. Seriously. I know
what is going on with the goatees in Gold State. Like Kevin Durant, his goatee got like two spikes on the sides and it's kind of balding in the middle. Like you make tons of money, get that shaped up, bro.
At least it's not a rat tail in the back.
Right. Three rat tails. What?
The hell are you doing?
The grooming in Oakland must be horrible. Klay Thompson with his colored in goatee. That looks like a penciled in goatee. That can't be real.
They've been clowning Kevin Durant's hair for a while now. He has,
that goatee is terrible.
He has the beady beads with the ball spot in the back.
But if you,
bro,
if
you gotta handle that,
if
you're
on shimmy and do all that stuff and be like, people's gonna come after you. I mean, besides being loved in the city of Charlotte.
They've embraced the villain role. Yeah. They love the villain.
They know that they're hated. They're booed everywhere they go.
They love it, man. They love it.
They call people, other fans, call their fans bandwagon fans. So it's crazy.
And we know they're fair weather fans because
Golden State.
By the way, the guy that wears the Davison jersey during the game, you don't even know where Davison is. I guarantee you one. Ask him. You ask him where Davison is, he can't tell you.
He might North Carolina.
He don't know it's North Carolina.
I know stats from Charlotte.
I think it's in Utah somewhere. Montana.
Ain't it outside of Oakland?
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Tell me that crap. All right, moving into this will be fun. Let's go into who you're sitting at the bar with.
I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So yeah. I jack the keys to her father's car
and wrecked her Chevrolet. And I stepped away. And that is a pimp line. That is a super player line right there, man. I took a father's car. I wrecked that crap. I was like, all right, girl. We good. Peace.
See ya.
Peace. Handle that.
After you wrecked the car, you walk away.
Exactly. I handled my business. I wrecked her daddy car. I left her there. And, of course, she ain't going to give out my name. I was driving.
Feels like
super player. I feel like David Tisdale.
David Fizdale. We got to give you an MVP, David Fizdale.
Shout out to David Fizdale.
Yeah, absolutely. All we right. didn't give him a shout out Thursday.
Yeah, we
didn't.
So who Don't we sit? Right,
double shout out to David Fizdale.
David Fizdale, double shout out. And we sitting at the bar with David Fizdale.
Yeah,
I just want to buy that man a shot, man.
Is that who y'all are?
How did you approach her, man? What was the line? Did you send a drink over? Did you just happen to catch her out somewhere? I mean, what's going on? Mm-hmm. We all need some tips so we can keep the ladies in our lives happy.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting at the bar with who's ever in charge with the big three-on-three. Get us up in there.
That's
get us
Ice
those
Cube.
Ice Cube. Yeah, well, I didn't know. Yeah, Ice Cube. Cube. Get us the media passes so we can get up in that game, do some interviews, shoot some video, audio,
do a podcast.
Whatever. Do a podcast. Whatever we need.
We have applied, sir.
We've applied. Look at our application. Don't throw our application away.
Just don't hit delete, please.
Yeah.
Don't delete.
Don't look at our stuff, like, man. FOH. Throw it.
Man, all right, so y'all got that. Man, I don't want to sit at the bar with this guy, but I guess I will. I'm going to sit at the bar with JaVale freaking McGee. I've been dogging you.
As you should.
And, dude, first of all, I'm bringing some clippers. Because when I'm at the bar, I'm shaving your rat tail off the back of your head. And we'll get you a new outfit. Because you can't dress.
No, you can't.
Wearing the Shaq hat. Come on, man.
It's hard to find stuff to wear when you're 7 feet tall. They don't make a lot of clothes that big.
And then you don't buy me a drink because how lucky you are because you got on a championship. You got a ring.
Carmelo doesn't have a ring.
Carmelo ain't got a ring.
Charles Barkley.
JaVale McGee.
Charles Barkley. Patrick Ewing. Stockton Malone. Dan Marino.
But
JaVale
Tony Romo doesn't have a ring.
As he shouldn't.
Hey, but JaVale McGee's got one. Anyway, that's enough. I can't give him any more love.
He's a champion. I can't believe
he was spilling the champagne too. Everybody was spilling, courtesy of the Cavs.
Shaq can call him champion now.
He's the champions club. He's in the champs club, Shaq.
Like I told you on the show before, you are the Bill Weddington of the Chicago Bulls. Huh? You're Bill Weddington and Luke Longley.
At least JaVale McGee did more to get his ring than Adam Morrison did in the two finals he was in and got two rings for.
He has two,
was
Adam
Morrison in the ring?
He was on the Lakers. He was like their 12th man. Never got off the pine. Oh, but he got two rings.
He has two of them, doesn't he?
He got two of them things.
I heard he was going to be in 3-on-3.
He might be.
No, he looked horrible last time I saw
him. John Stockton, and who was the big center for them this year?
Oh, yeah, that.
Gonzaga?
Yeah.
The big unathletic.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
The one that we just had in for a workout. That player development, work on it, buddy.
We at least had to look at him because dude is like 7'8".
Yeah, but he's also, he's like the Big Show.
He's not as athletic as the Big Show
is.
That's
very true. Some NFL news. Rams trade former number 2 pick to the Detroit Lions. I had his name. He traded number the kid from Auburn.
Oh, Nick Farley? No, Nick Farley's in.
The offensive lineman.
I don't know. Detroit football. Oh.
But they traded him to the for the sixth pick in the draft.
Nice. Nice. Go ahead and move on up, L.A. Rams. They need a lot of help, the Rams do. Is Jared Goff going to be the answer?
Jared Goff.
L.A. I say no. I don't think he can play.
I've been watching on NFL Network the Hard Knocks with them last
year. Greg Robinson.
Okay.
Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
He looked lost, man.
No, listen, he's going to be better than Brock Osweiler.
Come on, Brock going to win four games this year, man.
Glennon's going to win eight.
Glennon's going to win at least five.
Glennon ain't going to get past game five.
Osweiler's not even starting.
Osweiler will be the fourth-ranked quarterback right now. Did you see him yesterday? Every quarterback for the Browns had first-team reps yesterday.
Well, they got to work out with him some.
Oh, he's going to be the starter.
Are you going to add Jared Goff to this? Jared Goff will have more wins than Brock Osweiler.
The Rams aren't going to win a single game.
They're going to win a game.
They're going to win a game.
They're going to win a couple games. They're better than you think this year. Any other news in NFL?
We need to get this season started, man. Everybody stay healthy. Mini camps are ending this week, so it'll probably be like a 3-week hiatus before training camp starts. 3-4 week hiatus before training camp starts. We need players to stay healthy. Stay the hell out of jail, please.
Yeah. Next week we'll start previewing NFL some since NBA is going to be – well, we'll do NBA. We'll probably wait 2 more weeks and then do NFL.
Because we'll have the draft next Thursday.
Is next Thursday. Yeah. We'll do an NBA draft next week. Looking at baseball, Yankees are 2 games ahead of the Red Sox right now. But the Yankees have lost 2 in a row. Red Sox are 7-3 last 10, so watch out. The Twins are leading the Indians by 2 games right now. Twins are playing good. The Astros' best record in baseball are 11 games ahead of the Angels. Looking at the National League, the Nationals lead by 8.5 games over the Mets. Mets are playing better, though, so watch out. Milwaukee Brewers are leading the Cubs by 2 games.
We know that's not going to hold up. Like, they're trying to hand Chicago this division. It's ridiculous.
Well, nobody's playing good besides Milwaukee. I mean, St. Louis 30-34, Pittsburgh 6 games below, and Cincinnati's horrible. Then out in the West is probably the best division in baseball. The Rockies lead the Diamondbacks and Dodgers by 0.5 game right now.
That division might get 3 teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, I can see it happening. I mean, right now.
The division winner and the 2 wild card spots all wrapped up by the West Coast right now.
But the Dodgers have the best record in baseball since Cody Bellinger's been called up. They're 35-9 or something like that. So let's look around baseball right now. Who's your top team in baseball right now?
It's got to be the Houston Astros. They are playing the best. They've won everywhere. I saw them about a month ago in New York. They handled the Yankees. They swept the Yankees, and the Yankees were rolling at that time. They have the best infield in the game between Correa and Altuve. Now, what does concern me is they're starting pitching like 3 of their top starters are all on the DL. They'll have to go address that. But their division is so crappy. They're going to win this division by 15 games, it looks like. Are they going to have enough to make a move for a starting pitcher before the series, before the postseason starts?
In their last 10, they're 4-6 and still 11 games ahead of the Angels.
That's how crappy the West is, man.
Yeah.
But they're my best team right now. I love the way the Dodgers are playing, too. The Dodgers are playing great baseball. I just don't trust their freaking bullpen.
Bullpen's fine. It's the after Clayton.
After Clayton, the subpar starting, too. But sometimes the bullpen lets you down. Like, they were up 7 runs, and they end up having to bring Jansen in the other night.
I think we have a great offense, but I'll go to Astros right now. The Yankees are playing great. But, you know, with the pitching being hurt, who knows? We'll talk more about it when we get closer to the All-Star break every week.
I can't wait for the home run derby. The home run derby, if we can get Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger in there, Juan Carlos Stanton in there, please,
That would be good.
New York, we got to find a way to get Aaron Judge in there.
Yep. You know, one last time, Stanley Cup champions, the Pittsburgh Penguins. They won in six games. It was a very good series with the Nashville Predators. And, of course, I won our league pick'em.
Way to go. That's 3 years in a row.
Yes, 3 years in a row. A guy that doesn't watch hockey that much wins against guys that know hockey.
Claim they know hockey.
So, Scott Ealy. Let's see you,
the buddy. Real Scott Ealy. Where you at? Yeah. Where you at?
That's right. But the first repeat champion since the 97-98 Red Wings. We'll have to start talking about how great Sidney Crosby is.
Sid is starting to slowly move up that category. He's starting to creep into that top 10 all-time list.
Yeah. He's getting there.
He's getting there. Watch out.
Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, Dez Bryant recruiting Darrell Revis. I promise you, you're going to love what we got going on around here.
Good intentions. Not smart. Because Darrell Revis ain't coming for no discount. And their defense needs a lot of help. But it's a good thought if it was Darrell Revis and Revis Island. But it's not Revis Island anymore. It's like Revis Airport. People who come and land and they take off when they feel like it.
I was thinking it's like Revis World. It's like Disney World, just land.
Just come on in.
Just come on and have some fun.
We got all kinds of packages for you to stay.
Do whatever you like. Do whatever you like with them.
I'll say why not. If you can get him at a discount, let him come in. Because he will not get a lot of money from anybody anymore. So if you can give him a discount, why not? We got two rookies. He can help. Mentor those guys. He can be a nickelback.
And we know all the negative stories that he doesn't want to play ball. He doesn't have the heart to play ball anymore.
Then leave him don't home. Sound then. Leave him home. But if he wants to play, let him. You got two.
Why not? The hell, you know.
Why not? Take a chance. D'Angelo Williams will make his professional wrestling debut July 2nd. Will be in a tag team match with Moose, who used to play football for the Falcons. He's wrestling at Slammiversary. He's a free agent.
Is that
right
TNA?
Now. Yeah.
TNA, yeah.
Yeah.
We know D'Angelo Williams' character. Next career. Most of these professional football players
been a whole bunch of them.
Could be good wrestlers.
Been a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. The best scenario right there. Roman from the Reigns. CFL to the biggest action star in the world.
Roman Reigns, Baron Corbin.
Oh, I didn't know he played. Did he? Okay.
He played Denver.
My favorite, though, my all-time favorite football player turned wrestler, Steve Mungo McMichael, baby. 85 Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you got two words for D'Angelo?
Steve Mungo McMichael, 85 Bears.
85 Bear.
Train wreck. It's going to be because they're wrestling Chris Masters and Eli Drake.
The masterpiece. Where is he? Is he? TNA. Is he?
He's called Chris Adonis.
Chris Adonis.
Is he still? Is he still? Is he fat and out of shape now, or does he still have that?
No, he's better. He's pretty better shape. Yeah.
He's okay.
What happened to him? Did he get? Out there on drugs or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax will replace Eva Marie on Total Divas.
No. No! I love Eva Marie, man.
Oh.
I love Eva Marie.
The goddess of wrestling,
she's
though.
Gone.
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss is good watch, too. Yeah, so, way to go.
That's good. Some good eye candy.
And Nia Jax.
And since we're on, real quick, right. Since we're giving shout outs to like guys like Jalen Rose and Fitzdale, shout out to Bray Wyatt, man.
No. We don't talk about that. Save it.
Bray Wyatt a player,
we'll
too?
We'll save it. Player? Draymond Green wants to win the title. I'm not talking about that one. Clippers closing in on new stadium in England. Inglewood.
I thought that's what they closed the Great Western Forum down the for because Forum, yeah. The Inglewood was the hood.
I know.
Stop. Be happy in the Staples Center.
Stay where you're at.
But going back to Alexa Bliss with her match with her and Bayley, and Bayley came out and she was standing on the stage and she had her hands up and her damn human balloons didn't go up in the air. You knew it wasn't her night. That shit was funny as hell. No, she grabbed a couple of her balloons and tried to throw them up. They was like,
they wouldn't get. Do you have two words for the Clippers?
Stop that. Stop
yeah, that. Yeah. Don't. Why are they going back there? I don't have two words, but why? Inglewood is kind of. It's kind of ratchet over there.
That's what I thought. Kurt Angle to wrestle Triple H in future WWE match.
WrestleMania?
I heard that.
SummerSlam.
I don't want to see that.
Rock.
I do.
Triple H.
That's what I want. That. I want to see. You know what?
One more time.
You know what I want to see?
Triple H.
You know what? You haven't seen them at WrestleMania. Rock and Triple H.
I've always wanted to see The Rock and Brock go one more time.
Well, that was supposed to happen 2 years ago because Rock got hurt.
Yeah,
they couldn't.
Rock still has to avenge that loss.
Yeah, Angle to wrestle Triple H. Can't wait. Angle's still a good wrestler. Rough Night Movie. I don't know if you've seen the trailer. That's the one with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I love her.
Yes, me too. And the girl from Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon. Couple of
She was also in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
What else was she in? Ghostbusters?
Saturday Night Live, Ghostbusters. She's made appearances on other SNL
movies. I'm thinking of someone else then. Okay, never mind.
The blonde.
Bridesmaids? Not her. What's the girl from Bridesmaids?
Tina Fey.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm all mixed up. Go ahead. My bad.
Cars 3 comes out.
Going to see.
Are you? Taking kids to sit?
Yeah, like the fourth week is out, the midday matinee when nobody's at the theater.
Yeah. So
that way when my kids start screaming, nobody's looking at me like, shut your damn kids up! Hell's wrong with you!
That'd be me. I don't know. All Eyes on Me. Movie comes out about 2 weeks.
Thug Life! West Side!
I really don't know.
California Love.
I don't know.
And then last, Lonzo Foot Locker commercial.
Loved it.
I loved it.
Great. I want to see.
He showed some personality. Finally,
there you go.
A little humility.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go with Bon Voyage. Y'all want to start?
Oh, as always, bon voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. Catch us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, BreakdownSportsShows.com, the Facebook page, BSS Carolinas. Follow us on Twitter, at BSS Carolina. If you ever have anything you want to post, please post it. We will answer it. We will get back to you. And thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Check us out Monday. We'll be back in the studio Monday.
Y'all will. I'll be teaching. Don't forget, real fast, U.S. Open is today. Starts today. Who are you going with real fast?
Ricky Fowler, because he's got the lead right now. Well,
no Tiger, no Phil for the first time since 94 in a major. I'm going to go with Dustin Johnson just because he's going for the second straight back-to-back U.S. Open. So I'm going to go with Dustin. To catch Ricky.
I would like to see Rory McIlroy win a tournament. Where the hell is Rory been at?
Speaking of which, Jordan Spieth. Yeah. Where's he been? He's struggled. 26 straight. He is not.
He's not been the same since that meltdown at the Augusta a couple years ago.
Watch him this weekend, though. I think he's got a chance to. You got anybody, Mr. 315?
Man, just once again, another great episode. Let's try not to take weeks off anymore.
Absolutely. Sorry, man.
No, it's all good. I know you're Mr. Travel, Uncle Traveling Matt, going everywhere. Leave us behind.
We need to start calling United Air or something. Delta.
And I'm like I said before earlier. Ice Cube, let's get us up in there, man.
Yay! Yay!
Yeah, yeah. Thad Mata, of course, steps down at Ohio State. Bob Stoops steps down. Adam West, the original Batman.
Oh, R.I.P. Adam West, yeah.
He passed away at 88.
Oh, man.
And never go on Dan Levitard's show.
Stop that.
No, I mean, so like four people has passed away this year after they've gone on the show. There's nothing wrong with the show. I'm just kidding. But rest in peace to Adam West. He is Batman.
Yep. Yep.
Great
service. The good old Batman where he throw a punch and next, you see pow, boom.
Oh, he was God, great.
I wish you would save that pow.
And the mayor from on Family Guy.
Oh yeah,
Mayor Adam West.
Yasuo Puig flips off Indians fan and gets suspended one game. Come on, Yossi. And then last, you said boom. I got a boom for you. Bray Wyatt and wife divorced after she found out he was cheating on her with JoJo.
Yeah, man.
Announcing JoJo.
Yep. Yes. Shout out to Bray Wyatt, baby.
All the players play.
I'm not laughing at divorce or anything. Shout out divorce
ball. Or anything like that. I'm not either because I don't want to get divorced.
But if you're going to do it.
JoJo is sexy.
Yeah, you got it. And by the way, do you know who her daddy is Jose Offerman, who used to play the Dodgers.
Nice.
So, inside.
All the players play.
Shout out to Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt. But you know who's still the man? David Fitzdale.
He's still number one. He's still number one overall.
Right. Bray Wyatt, you're sneaking up there. David Fitzdale, you're still there. Next week, we'll have to talk about top five players.
Wags.
Know, in sports.
Yeah. Wags.
Yeah, we'll do. Y'all got side chicks of Charlotte. We'll do dudes. Yeah. You know,
pimpers.
Pimpers of Charlotte.
Pimping ain't easy.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Y'all got anything else?
That is it for me.
As always, sports is life, baby.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere. Everybody, have a great week in sports.
Bye, peace.